You probably don't know who I am, but I'm Sean of Ocean Floors. You are listening to Stuart Pink on Drive Time on Phoenix FM.
Yes, it is. And I'm very excited to say that joining me on the radio again, they've been keeping our playlist cool for a while, but now they're about to cast some magic. It's Sean from Ocean Floors. Hello, Sean.
Hello, Stuart. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm well. Thanks for coming on. Can you describe the scene for our listeners? Where are you zooming in from?
I'm currently zooming in from my parents' house in Brentwood in Essex. I say it's my parents' house. I've actually been living here for about 20 years. So it's not like I've moved out and come back for this. But currently zooming in from my room.
I was imagining this rock star life. I thought you were like living on a yacht. No, I'll just pop back for a bit.
If Spotify starts paying a little bit better, then we might be able to sort of like upgrade to sort of like a tin shed or something.
Yeah, or on those like self-inflatable kayaks.
Yeah, exactly. We got slowly but surely moving up in the world.
Brentwood's a good day. You're a local lad then, a stone's throw from the studio.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, about a 10-minute drive. Like one thing that we've always been really appreciative of Phoenix is that we've been coming on Phoenix and being played by Phoenix for like the past sort of decade. So it's been nice to sort of like have this relationship with the station, everything for such a long time.
We've been enjoying your stuff. I would say for a decade, but I haven't been around for that long. But I would have been as I've been on.
No, I believe you. I believe you, Stuart. Don't worry. I believe you, mate.
It's great to have you on, Sean. Last time, Alex and Hamish joined us. And, they were trying to keep it cool, but we ended up talking about Thermos factories and hay fever. So I'll try and
make it a bit more cool or entertaining.
We're still on the coolness for us. That'll be nice. Before we get into the music and on the subject of coolness, I was very glad to witness the incredible scenes at your headline show at the Shacklewell Arms recently. What a gig.
It was. Yeah, it was a fantastic gig. We were blown away by the support and blown away by the just the sheer amount of like eagerness from the fans in the crowd. I mean, we had topless people everywhere. We had Callum crowd surfing at one point. We had people singing back every song of ours, which was actually probably the biggest surprise of it all, was how many people in the audience were just singing back word for word what Callum was singing. That's probably the first time it's happened, like with a few people in previous gigs, but that's the first time where almost the entire place was doing it. So that was a really nice surprise.
Amazing. It felt like a quite a large room when I got back there. And then you guys came on and suddenly it was like this tiny place where like everyone was right in your face. And I was like, absolutely loving this like family vibe of everyone, as you say, singing along every lyric of your song. It was a pretty magical moment.
It really was. Yeah, no, we the support acts did a fantastic job. They were really great. Stayler and Unomas. One of the two.
I'm going to go Unomas. I've been saying Unomas, so I'm hoping Unomas.
I'll go Unomas as well. Yeah. If we're wrong, then I'll take the blame for it.
Good. I'm glad. That's good.
Yeah, they were fantastic, and it was a really great night. I'm glad that you could come down for that. Like, really appreciative of the support.
No, I was glad I was able to witness it. And of course, we didn't drop Callum on the floor. So I felt that was a bonus. He did go full Jack Black for a moment there. I thought, here we go. This is where it all changes.
It was a really odd moment, because I was sort of, it was during Hologram, our sort of closer, and I was playing the keyboards and I had my head down for a second, just focused on where the parts were. And he was on stage, and then next thing I know, he was in the air. He was just airborne. So I missed a few chapters there. I'm not quite sure how we got there, but I'm glad that he got there, because he had the time of his life, I think.
Yeah, it was great fun. It was awesome. There was so much energy. I mean, people, as you say, with shirts off, surfing and all sorts going on. I think I saw you play just about every instrument, though, during the course of the gig.
I don't mind too much. I sort of chip in where I can, like whatever sort of the song needs. I think it's quite nice that we sort of chop and change and try and do the song justice, because Callum jumps on a few different instruments as well. So yeah, we try and chop and change as much as possible. It makes it a bit more of a show.
Oh, absolutely. Definitely. And it must be kind of a challenge, really, because your music's been over the years getting bigger and bigger and more parts and more layers to it, to try and recreate that with just the same amount of people on stage.
There's only so many instruments you can fit onto the stage, and especially with Shacklewell Arms, we struggled just to fit ourselves on there, like as people, and not even our instruments. So If they start getting me to play sort of mandolins and getting gongs on stage and everything, that's going to start becoming a bit of an issue.
I was chatting to the guys from Stay Luna after their set, and I thought they did well to fit because there's more of them. I think it was there six or seven?
I think there was about six of them on stage. They did really well fitting all of them on there.
Yeah, the lead singer told me he can't put any weight on, although he wouldn't have been able to fit on the stage of all of them. Anyway, on to new stuff. Sean, you've got a new single out, Zudu Magic, out today. The start of a whole new phase.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. We like to try and sort of, reinvent ourselves with every release, because we just sort of like try and move forward as much as we can. We try and mix up our sound as much as we can and try and come up with different angles of trying to market releases and try and see what we can do with each release that's a little bit different from the last one. So yeah, this is the start of sort of like a new phase. And this is also like, happy to say this is our first single off our debut EP, which will be coming out later this year.
Amazing, amazing. So, I mean, as you mentioned, you sort of reinvent yourselves with every single. There's a new direction on each one. What's it been like trying to put them all into a group, into an EP?
To be honest, a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. A lot of the singles, a lot of the songs that are on this EP all sort of got written at the same time. So I think we were all in the same headspace when we were writing them. So it's not like one was written mid last year, one was written the other month or so. So they were all written within the space of about 2-3 months. So we were all in the same headspace. And so we made sure all of these sound like a collection. They sound like a group of songs. So they all sound like they belong on one project, which is quite nice to say because, we've not done an EP before, and it's nice to sort of like put out a collection of songs which all fit together as a theme and also fit all together like sonically as well.
Brilliant stuff. So we'll have a listen to it then before we chat some more. Do you want to introduce it for us? And you can cast some Zudu magic on our ears.
Sure. This is Ocean Floors, and this is our new single, Zudu Magic.
Just for emphasis, truthful with grace.
The awesome new single from Brentwood's own Ocean Floors, Zoodoo Magic. Sean's still with me from the band. Dude, what a song.
Oh, thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Epic as ever. Loving the saxophone at the end.
Yeah, that was a nice little addition. I remember when we were writing the song, we were sat down with the demo and we were sort of playing around with the outro a bit. And it was one of those things that I think as soon as we had the section sort of like written, we all kind of heard the saxophone at the same time. So we just sat down and sort of wrote the part. And thankfully, like our producer, Mitch, of a fantastic Essex band, The Milk. Yeah, outstanding bands. Like we've all grown up listening to The Milk. So it's a pleasure being able to work with someone we've sort of listened to growing up. Thankfully, he's quite well connected in the industry, and he put us on to sax player called Andrew Ross. And like his resume is just stacked. Like he has worked with the likes of Amy Winehouse and Noel Gallagher. So he's a bit of saxophone royalty. So yeah, we got him on the track, and we sort of like directed him and said like we kind of like this lick. But I think with someone like that, you don't want to direct him too much because he kind of knows what he's doing if he's playing with Amy Winehouse, you know?
Do your thing, mate. Yeah.
We're just four lads from Essex, really. Like, you just do your thing. He was fantastic. We were in the studio and sent the track over to him, and he just sent over a load of tracks of him playing saxophone. And we pieced them all together. It's it's quite Springsteen-esque, which I'm a huge fan of, because I'm a huge Springsteen fan. So yeah, I was grinning from ear to ear when I heard that come through.
You could say bossed it. Excellent. It's a great track. What can you tell us about what sort of inspired the song in the first place, and where did it kind of come from?
Do you know what? Like, for this track, and as well as sort of like the rest of the tracks on the EP, as I mentioned earlier, they all came around at the same time. And actually, like, the sort of thing that kicked off all of these singles for me to go and record the demos of them, because they all sort of started on my laptop, and then I took them to the boys to work it out from there. I was actually massively inspired from watching the Get Back documentary of the Beatles that was on Disney Plus back in the last year. I unfortunately had COVID at the back end of last year and the start of this year, so I had a bit of free time on my hands. So I worked through the documentary, and after watching that, I just felt like, I mean, as anyone would be who is a musician, just watching the best one of the best bands of all time at the top of their game writing some of the best music in front of your eyes, you just think, oh well, I feel quite inspired to go and write it. Music. And I'm just saying this now, I'm not comparing Zoodoo Magic to anything that's on Mississippi or Abbey
it's
Road.
It's an episode, Jude. Of course it is.
Yeah, no. It's really not. It's not even an octopus's garden. Like, it's not even that close. I just went away and started recording these tracks off the back of watching that. So yeah, it's that documentary sort of inspired me to go and write, and it was one of those things that came together quite quickly. I think the sort of the intro and the verses and everything, I think, came together in about 5 minutes. And I think with the boys we then sort of like wrote the chorus one evening, and it was a song that just came together very, very quickly. Like it was almost like it was already written and we were just piecing it all together.
It's so nice when it clicks. That's the magic.
It really is. It doesn't happen often, but it's incredible when it does.
Lovely stuff. So obviously it's all part of an EP, as you mentioned there. Is that a kind of good indication as to like the blueprint of the sound, what we've got coming up?
Yeah, absolutely. I would say so. Like, it's like, as I mentioned earlier, like it definitely all fits together. They all have their own personality, which is something I'm quite proud to say, that a lot of our releases in the past, they all have their own personality, but they still sound like us, which is quite an important thing to get as a band. Like, if you can write different types of songs, but they still sort of fall under the Ocean Floors bracket, then that's a great thing to get into. And
definitely got your trademark. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. And we found ourselves with that with the CP. So yeah, there's elements of, as elements of Zoodoo Magic and the rest of the EP, and may or may not have another saxophone feature in another track.
More saxiness to come.
Yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So Zoodoo Magic, the single, is out today. As always, the video is out as well. looks like this one was probably presumably filmed somewhere near a drive-thru.
Yes, you could say that. Yeah, I was. Yeah, we. So, for the listeners, so the video is just Callum for 3 and a bit minutes getting pummeled in the face with McDonald's food. We have blurred out the McDonald's golden arches on the products because we didn't want to get a lawsuit.
Yeah. Other takeaways are available, but. Definitely the one he got in the face.
Absolutely. I wasn't present for the video shoot, unfortunately. It looked like it was fun for the people who were present, maybe not Callum so much.
I was gonna say the velocity of those chips flying at him, someone was enjoying themselves there.
It feels like some people were doing that. They've been holding on to something for quite a long time and they thought they'd take him out on Callum in potato form. So it's he really got hit in the face quite hard with some of those chips. But we originally were going to do the video with him getting like splattered with paint. But we were struggling to find paint that wouldn't leave like permanent damage to like eyes and hair. So I know.
Yeah, that could be awkward for future years.
Very awkward, especially for Callum, because that following week he was joining a new job. So that was not going to be a good first impression.
But Smurf is a good guy to be inspired by.
We had to opt for food. And something I do want to state is that, obviously, we were very mindful of the fact that we were wasting a lot of food in the music video. And, of course, we're going through a bit of a living crisis at the minute and everything. So we have donated food to food banks, the Trussell Trust. We were very mindful of that. And we wanted to sort of make up for the facts that, we did waste food in the video. But, we're just very mindful of the situation. So we wanted to make up for it for the best way we can.
I assumed you employed the 30-second rule and just picked up all those chips behind him and made him eat them for lunch.
Not after they've been in sort of like Callum's ears and mouth and everything. COVID's still well and alive. Like that's still a thing right now.
Yeah, that's not exactly recommended, is it? I'm sure everyone there was McLoving it.
They were absolutely McLoving it. Absolutely.
I'm McLoving the new single. It's absolutely brilliant. I'm going to celebrate with a drive-thru, obviously. What's coming next for Ocean Floor, Sean?
So as I mentioned, we've got an EP and we've actually... So we have got a single coming out each month until November.
Wow.
So you're going to get bombarded.
Busy time.
Yeah, you're going to get absolutely bombarded with music from us. The single that is next coming out, I don't know if I can actually... I probably can't release sort of like any news about that at the minute, but
I'll twist your arm off here.
As I mentioned earlier, there's another saxophone feature, maybe in the next song, might not be in the next song. And I know Hamish has sang on a few of our tracks in the past. He may or may not be singing lead on the next song. So there's a few hints for you there. There's a few hints for you there, Stuart.
Excellent. Would that be because Callum might be struggling to remove chips from his throat? Oh.
we haven't seen him since then. He's sort of been in sort of like a post fast food coma.
Not surprising. No. Not surprising. Awesome. I can't wait to hear what comes next, because just the taster of the EP sounds brilliant. The new single's great. I'm loving what you're doing, Sean. Thanks for coming on and joining us for a chat. Good luck with it. Where can people keep in touch with Ocean Floors and keep abreast of latest releases and stuff?
Well, you can hear latest releases on places like Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, anywhere that you sort of get your normal music. We're on YouTube, Deezer. I could probably go on for ages about streaming platforms, SoundCloud. I'm running out of streaming
platforms. You're on all of
them. Right now. Yeah, I'm running
cassette.
Out of them.
You're still on that one.
So you can catch us there, and also you can keep in touch with us on social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and more recently TikTok. We're trying to get into the TikTok world. It's a slow burn.
Yeah,
it's bloody hard work. Like, it really is. I think out of all the rest of the social medias, like, you've got the most scope to be able to find like new people on there, because you can get sort of like, you can get in front of random people, but to have the consistency is very challenging. But that being said, you can still find us on there, and you can find us on the rest of social media at Ocean Floors UK, and that's floors spelled F-L-A-W-S.
And it's nice that you all have the same username across all platforms, which is very rare. So no excuse, really.
No, but I tell you what, it's very handy for us remembering.
Does make a difference, definitely. Sean, have a great one. Thank you so much for joining us. Good luck with the new release.
Thank you. We'll speak to you soon. It's a pleasure. Speak to you soon. Thank you. You're coming on to